Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
News and information station, KGO 810.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, cracking down on drones in California.
30 cars burned up. We are just very fortunate that lives were not lost.
State lawmakers moving quickly after another drone interfered with air tankers and helicopters during that Cajon Pass firestorm on Friday. Two bills in Sacramento focus on knocking drones out of the sky and criminal penalties for those flying them. More from KGO 810's Katie Lever.
It was the fourth interference by drones in less than a month. Two of the drones forced firefighters to ground their water-dropping planes for almost a half hour.
I don't think the public understands how this impacts our pilots.
Captain Richard Cordoba says the drones can damage and even bring an aircraft down.
You know, it could have been a lot worse.
This woman lost her home in the fire.
So it costed a lot of people a lot of heartache.
Lawmakers like Senator Ted Gaines are pushing Bill 168. It makes it legal for any emergency responder to bring a drone down.
You can do that with jamming technology, the fire hose, or shoot it out of the sky.
In Washington, the House Ethics Committee is investigating South Bay Congressman Mike Honda for a possible ethics violation. The panel declined to release details, but the online publication San Jose Inside has reported that Honda may have violated rules against coordinating his campaign and official staff members. The 74-year-old Democrat represents the Silicon Valley. A 30-year-old San Jose man is at the center of a killing spree that appears to make him responsible for the murders of six family members. This weekend, his mother and ex-girlfriend were found. He is Martin Martinez. More from KGO 810's Tiana McLeese.
Investigators say he has now also been charged with the October 2014 murder of his former girlfriend's 2-year-old son, Christopher Ripley. The Modesto Bee reports Martinez had been home alone with the boy and told authorities he had been wrestling with him. The toddler died at a Madera hospital from head injuries 2 days later. Results from that death investigation were released shortly before the weekend killings.
Very limited people knew that that verbal report came out, so we do not believe that played a factor in this.
AIDS almost undetectable. That's what doctors are saying about an 18-year-old French teenager born with the virus. She actually started receiving treatment in the womb, even stopped it 12 years ago. Former San Francisco Public Health Director Dr. Mervyn Silverman.
And giving that four-drug cocktail so early after birth is what made the difference here.
This is the longest HIV remission ever documented. The case was presented at the International AIDS Society Conference in Vancouver. And now to the weather. So you thought it was hot last month? Well, you have no idea. June was the hottest month on record worldwide since records started being kept in 1880. More from correspondent John Stolness.
And it was the second hottest June here in the U.S. on record, with only June of 1933 hotter. Five western states, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Utah, all had record hot Junes. And so far, the first 6 months of the year have been the hottest on record as well, due in part, according to climatologists, to El Nino.
Ashley Madison, the dating website for cheating spouses, has been hit by hackers, now threatening to release information about millions of customers.
They say they're actually upset about the fact that AshleyMadison.com offers a service called Full Delete. For $15, you can delete everything on the website, and they say they don't actually delete everything on the website, and they're wanting to call out the company.
That is tech correspondent Samuel Burke. Burke says in addition to exposing who's cheating, hackers also claim they have the financial information of customers.
This might be an inside job, not necessarily one of their employees, but somebody who had access to their technical information.
Ashley Madison has more than 37 million users.
We don't have to be lonely tonight.
Well, after years of tabloid gossip, one of country music's superstar couples is calling it quit. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert are getting divorced after 4 years of marriage. A statement reads in part, "It is with heavy hearts that we move forward separately. We are real people with real lives, with real families, friends, and colleagues."
I wish I could be just a little less dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames.
T. TMZ is reporting it was Blake who filed for divorce a while ago, and the judge was, and a judge, I should say, was expected to officially end their four-year marriage today. Blake, per the agreement, will get the ranch in Oklahoma. Miranda will get the family home in Nashville. Miranda has apparently been moving her show animals, horses, a camel, a llama, off the ranch in the past couple of days. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
KGO 810 invites you to jazz at the Lesher Center. It's another stunning lineup of exceptional jazz artists in this four-concert series on Saturdays in August. The Diablo Regional Arts Association is committed to elevating the quality of performing arts at Lesher Center for the Arts. Don't miss the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Dick Hyman, Cyrus Chestnut, Martin Taylor, and more. Find out more on the events page at kgoradio.com or Lesher Arts Center. Center.org. Jazz at the Lesher Center from KGO 810.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We will start at the Benicia Bridge. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. 680 northbound, a little after the toll plaza. Watch out for a truck bed cover said to be in the left lane. Also in Benicia, 680 southbound, starting to get some construction slowdowns between Lake Sherman Road and Industrial Way. But they're not bad right now at all. Just minor slowdowns. Just a heads up, all right? In the city, some minor construction slowdowns on northbound 101 as you get to Marina Boulevard. And that continues almost to McDowell Avenue. By the way, the Skyway and the Bay Bridge both look great in both directions. On the Sunol grade, those rush hour jam-ups on 680 northbound, all but gone. Just minor slowdowns between Sheridan and Andrade. From there, you're completely clear. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit beachblanketbabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's have the night off. The Giants are trailing the Padres in San Diego 2-1 in the third inning. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you probably already know it was humid today. 80 along the coast in some places, mid-90s inland. Tomorrow, not as humid, and we will drop the temperatures a few degrees, so you can expect mid-60s to upper 80s. Drier air moves in on Wednesday. That means cooler temperatures still. Highs will be in the 60s and 80s. And then we'll settle into that pattern, forecasters say, beginning Thursday, and that will carry us right through the weekend. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and mild temperatures. It is 78 degrees in Fairfield, 74 in Napa, 68 in San Mateo, 71 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 70 in Oakland. It is 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
They're getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, along with Heather and John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom, and our intern, Janine.
Woohoo!
It's a full court press.
Best times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Right?
And Karen, our producer.
Janine Mel doesn't want to say much because she doesn't want after calling up and saying, all right, you owe us for dues.
No, you don't want to pay the dues. Shh. We don't know anything about it. Okay. Just cut my bill today. Funny you should mention that. Yeah. So let's talk about AshleyMadison.com because I have a feeling that a lot of people are AshleyMadAsHell.com today.
You know what? It's not surprising. I mean, we you know, it was probably last year when we had the big Target hack and there were a couple of others in there that we realized that we're a lot more vulnerable than we realize. And let's face it, if the federal government's going to get hacked and some of those banks are going to get hacked, Ashley Madison doesn't stand a chance.
808-0810. Do you feel bad for these people?
Well,
because,
wait a minute. What is Ashley Madison again?
Well, it's an infidelity site. Come on, you know what it is. Life is too short. Have an affair. That's their logo.
I don't need a website.
Don't need a website. What? Find a date or have an affair?
No, to have be or a homewrecker.
Heather Homewrecker. Words that have been uttered before.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. Yes, she is her own walking website. Okay, you said it, I didn't. Well, okay, so they've been breached, and, you know, it seems to me these hackers who call themselves the Impact Team, they're on a mission to bring them down because they are immoral.
Well, that you know, there are multiple reasons they say. They claim that the company claims one thing and they're doing another. I think there is some, you know, there is a rub there when it comes to, no pun intended, when it comes to, you know, creating a site for cheating spouses. But, you know, 37 million users, I mean, you're going to have the right people combing through the right names at the right time to get somebody in trouble.
There's a Christian hackers? Do we call them crackers?
I don't know.
You know what? That's good. That's good. That works. That works.
Or is it pissed off wives hackers? I don't have a name for that.
Yeah. Well, so.
Oh, so women are much better at cheating than men are, though.
Last year, Tech Blog.
You see, he's not touching that.
No. I don't want anything to do with that. Tech Blogger last year said posted this very boastful email from Ashley Madison sent to reporters and bloggers in 2014, in which he touted the site as one of the last truly secure spaces on the internet. Oops.
Whatever.
Oops.
I'm just not buying it. I don't think anything is secure. I mean, every day I you know, look at my bank account and hope that it's not frozen and somebody hasn't, you know, taken my dough.
Can we go back to you saying that women are better at cheating than men? Is it because we know to clean up after ourselves?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
No, you can do it. You can do it with a smile. You can do it with a smile on your face. You're just more careful.
No, but you know, a lot of people are nervous today because, let's face it, I mean, it is all about having an affair.
Are you nervous, Heather?
About what?
I ask her that.
About being exposed.
No.
She told me off air she does not need a website for that.
Well, she just said so on air. She doesn't need a website.
I think you were here for that. No, I have no secrets. Actually, the person who called me a homewrecker was a friend of mine's boyfriend, because we started hanging out a lot, and she'd go out to the clubs with me. That's why I was the homewrecker.
Because
I was ruining his stuff.
Met somebody else while you guys were out.
So, maybe.
So the story goes, the hacker or hackers appear to have been angered by a premium feature on Ashley Madison called Full Delete, which is advertised as a way to remove all traces of your usage for only $19. The impact team accused Ashley Madison of holding on to certain customer details even after a full delete was purchased, such as their names and addresses. And the CEO confirmed the hack to the security company. He called the hack a criminal act and said the company was working diligently and feverishly to remove its customers' extremely sensitive data from public view. But, I mean, if they already got in there, they already have it, right?
Well, I think there are two things in play here. We've heard that before, that these sites claim that they can delete your information, but it's never really deleted. And secondly, they believe that this is an inside job.
Oh.
Not necessarily that same owner of the company believes that it's an inside job. Not necessarily an employee, he says, but somebody who might have had access to their IT workings, you know, maybe a contractor that they hired or somebody on the fringes of the company, not necessarily someone who was involved in the inner workings of Ashley Madison.
I love Forbes's take on it. Ashley Madison hack means boon for divorce lawyers.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, when that leaks out. It's one thing to have somebody steal your credit card information. It's another for them to get a hold of that information. You can always get yourself another charge card. Find yourself another wife.
Well, as I recall.
And hide from the flying dishes.
Do you really think that, I mean, what do? Do you have to put your wife's name on there when you, I'm cheating on so-and-so? I mean, how are they going to know?
By the way, it works both ways. There are women on there who are cheating,
I know
too.
There are. I know there are women on there.
Yeah.
I've looked at the site.
Tara Fields will be really busy, too.
I haven't signed up for it, but I've looked at it.
What's it look like?
It looks like a site. It's nothing distinguishable about it. No naked pictures.
There's a woman going, shh, at the front of the site.
That's it. Yeah, a little emoticon right there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So these guys, these hackers, whoever they are, guys, gals, whoever, they want the site taken down. And I guess they're threatening every day that it stays online. For every day that they stay online, they will release more information.
You know what? As unsettling as it is, I don't know how. And maybe this is just I'm not always terribly impressed by technology. But, I mean, really, with 37 million users, how are they going to expose people?
I'm assuming WikiLeaks, but I was curious about the same thing. Like, where are they going to put this?
Yeah, and I mean, and how are they going to know who's who? You know, I mean, John Lobertini and Heather Hobbin don't, you know, really register on the earthquake scale when it comes to.
And I assume people have screen names, so it'd have to be the picture and the screen name, and then the wife would have to somehow
go through the whole thing and find it.
Well, I don't think you post a picture, though.
Well, you have to post a picture.
Well, nobody gets any play without a picture.
What's it look like, Heather? Look it up.
All right.
I thought you were going to drag me in here to talk about Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they're getting divorced. He's had too much of the voice, or she's had too much of his.
Attached. Well, no, actually, he's the one that filed for divorce. I suspect that all that time he spent in Los Angeles, he got a different taste of life.
Well, I'm not
life.
Saying yes. I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah,
okay,
that's what came
I'm
to
signing
mind
on. Well, every, KGO
you know, I think that
my...
everybody thought that it was going to be Tim McGraw and Faith Hill because there have been rumors about their, you know, marital demise.
I thought they broke up long ago.
We got a lot of money involved here with Miranda and Blake Shelton.
Yep,
that'll be.
Yep, but apparently she moved the llama and the whatever off the ranch this weekend.
Well, let me tell you something. If you saw that house in Nashville, you want the house in Nashville.
I used to live in Nashville. I know what the houses in Nashville look like.
Yeah, what you saw their house?
Right? No, but I'm.
Yeah,
certain,
I saw it.
Was it one of those antebellum homes with the big white columns, a southern mansion looking place?
Better. Leave the donkeys in the asses with him in Oklahoma.
It must have been south of town in Brentwood or Franklin. But, yeah, there are a lot of folks are living there, a lot of famous people.
And now, if you're married and you had an affair on Ashley Madison or you cheated all the time on there, do you fess up to your significant other tonight?
No. You have to take the Ronald Reagan approach. Deny it until it becomes the truth. Or you get caught.
Okay, I'm almost done creating a Ashley Madison account.
And what are you?
Screen name Heather KGO.
The not Heathers.
Give you... the Heathers. Yes.
I will change it to that. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Depending on which day you choose will determine which Heather you get.
Meanwhile, let's take a look at this. The Spanish version of Vogue, Kim Kardashian went makeup free. Now, except for this lip balm, moisturizer, and I know, I'm sorry, eyelash curling. Well, she looks cute there.
I can't tell. She's not unattractive, no.
No, but I mean,
who wants to sign up for that mess?
No one.
Exactly, except crazy Kanye.
Yes,
and he probably figured, well, you know what? This is probably better than worse for my career, so why not?
She probably has more money than he does.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going international next. Yes, we're going to talk about international dating. Why don't you date somebody on another continent?
I've got a buddy who's in the Ukraine right now, determined to find himself a
wife. And you know what?
Oh, really?
And he showed me some of the pictures. They're stunning.
Yeah,
women are stunning.
They're hotties. I got a text the other day. He says, I'm in heaven, and it's called the Ukraine.
Until the Russian tanks start coming over the border. Okay, we got to break.
One more thing.
I got to go.
I know. Add a discreet photo. So you put a little mask on your face at ashleymadison.com. I'm almost there. Okay.
So your kidnappers probably have lots of pictures.
She's creating a KGO account. They'll just love that. Good luck with that in human resources. All right, more of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGO 810.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit. Plus, two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
But you have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right.
David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all-in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all-in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all-in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all-in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16 gigabytes, Galaxy S6, 32 gigabytes, or HTC One M9. Payment varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20 gigabyte plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
Let's hear it for hands. Highly skilled, they can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a flex alert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at flexalert.org.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Five seconds of summer. Feels like it today, doesn't it? Last night. She's kind of hot.
This is cute.
No, I mean, she's really hot. She needs to be in some air conditioning. Like me last night. I was really hot. I was really miserable. I'm one miserable SOB without my conditioning. It's just not happening. Well, that's what happens in the Bay. Yeah, certain parts anyway. I know that most of you are probably smart enough. Well, if you live in downtown San Francisco, you don't have that problem. All right, let's move on to my next guest.
Oh, man, I just have the windows open. It's awesome.
We're going to talk about online dating, but in a different way. What if your soulmate is a mere continent away? That's right. Anthony Volpe is my guest. Do I have that right, Volpe?
Yes, you pronounce it absolutely right. Thank you.
Look at that. Well, thank you very much. And you are with AsianDate.com.
That's correct. I'm the chief marketing officer at AsianDate.com.
And this is great because you guys have the highest response rate in the industry and currently boast more than 4 million members, backing up these stats, a 2013 study showing that Asian women got the highest response rate of any other women or female online sites.
That's absolutely correct. So we've done studies independently of our site, but also on our site, and what it's shown is that Asian women provide highest response rate, and people are very interested in meeting Asian women.
Well, you know, and this is becoming so much more mainstream, and over the years, I mean, international dating, you tell me, it's way on the rise.
It's hugely on the rise, and, you know, we started this site a number of years ago. It follows our leading site, AnastasiaDate.com, which focuses on meeting women in Europe. But what we found is that a lot of men were interested in meeting women from Asia, whether they wanted to have more traditional relationships or whether they wanted to just find women who had, you know, the attractive features of Asians. And so we opened up this site wholly, and it's been growing like gangbusters the last few years.
So tell me about international dating versus what's going on here in America. Well, you heard the mess about, you know, Ashley Madison today. So it's not, I know it's not even in the same sphere. So it's quite different than, tell me how it's different than domestic sites.
Sure. So just to put a fine point on it and get it out of the way, just the beginning, since you mentioned Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is a site for people who want to cheat.
That's right.
Our site is definitely not that at all. We actually have members all around the world, and they're actually looking for the right person. So whether it be women in Asia looking for the right man, or men around the world looking for an Asian partner, really they're looking for usually the love of their life. So this is nothing like Ashley Madison. How it differs from online dating sites domestically, such as Match.com, right, and Tinder and so on, is that we do have members all around the world. So, while it's called Asian Dating, that's where the majority of the female members reside. We have men from around the world, both in developing countries, developed countries, and so on. And really the focus is on finding usually the true loves of their lives in Asia. So these people are just more willing to be a little bit more adventurous, realizing that the girl of their dreams might not necessarily be the girl next door, might be, but they're expanding their chances of finding love internationally.
Okay, so AsianDate.com is not necessarily for domestic consumption just in the United States. So even though a lot of these women are coming from Asia, there might be somebody in the UK or Australia or wherever, Canada, they may be wanting to find an Asian lady themselves. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct. And where it differs from Match.com, for example, Match.com in the U.S. is pretty much Americans or people who are living in the U.S. looking for people who are living in the U.S. And AsianDate.com is really for men around the world looking for women who live in Asia.
So I have to say there's a real cringe factor for me going on right now. You keep talking about the men and how they're focused on finding the right woman. What about the women? How do they feel, or how do you find them, or how do they find you? How do you recruit, I guess, women for Asian Date?
Well, the same way that we recruit, if you will, or market to men in the U.S. and around the world, we market to women, and it's very equal site in terms of you've got women who are in Asia looking for men, looking for their right person. And we do marketing all across Asia, whether that be radio, billboards, magazines. We even do some TV. And these women typically are also looking for – they're just looking for the right person. So what we found through our studies is that the vast, vast majority of both men and women are on domestic dating sites. So obviously it is easier to find somebody in your own country. But what they're doing is that they're expanding their possibilities of finding the right person. That person, again, may be a person in their hometown or in their country, but they're also considering the possibility of meeting somebody internationally. So really, it's when you say the cringe factor, it's really no different for the men looking for women as it is for women looking for men. Typically, we find that the average woman is happy looking domestically, but again, she's also trying to increase her chances, because we all know, anybody who's been in the dating world for any length of time, is that it's hard to find somebody. So this is how people expand their possibilities.
Well, especially today when things are so immediate, you know, swipe this way, swipe that way, that this is not that. And so we're talking international dating. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll go to the KGO newsroom, and we'll come back with our conversation with Anthony Volpe. Yes, international dating. Who knew? Your soulmate could be a continent away. Might not be here in the bed.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Yes,
that's
international.
That's where he is. Damn, I just wasn't looking under the
it's
right
on the
rug.
Other side of the planet. Hey, I like it. All right, we'll discuss coming up here. Don't go away or listen to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep? Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for My Pillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a My Pillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a My Pillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGO in at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some bad news for you. This is Brett Kitchen, and the IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $18 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of over 90% like the 1960s. There's a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street at 1-800-324-3030 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. No credit card required. Call 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Online dating has become much more mainstream over the years, and now international dating is seeing quite a rise in popularity. Matter of fact, it's a phenomenon. We'll continue our conversation with, well, let me see, it's Anthony Volpe, and he is the CMO of AsianDate.com. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, that may not be an act of Mother Nature, but this is extreme heat, a downpour, and now lightning strikes. Hundreds of lightning strikes across Northern California today, sparking at least 20 small fires in just the past 6 hours. Lynn Talmachoff with CAL FIRE says flames are burning in the Tahoe National Forest, but most of the fires are farther north.
Most of the fires are occurring in the higher elevations where we're starting to see all the lightning strikes occurring in the north state. So a lot of them are up in the Lassen, Mendocino, Shasta, Klamath areas.
Forecasters say you can blame it on the hot, muggy air. Now, most of those fires pretty small, just a couple of acres, and they're being put out quickly by fire crews. Heavy rains hit Southern California this weekend. Not clear if it's part of that El Nino we've been talking about, but it was clearly too much too soon. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Dolores dumped record rain across the state, breaking 11 regional records, including an 1886 July daily rainfall record in L.A.
It was like the heavens opened up.
All of a sudden, we heard these really hard rain.
Flash flooding, mudslides, and the collapse of a bridge 50 miles west of the Arizona border has closed Interstate 10. And we don't get baseball rain delays, much less rain outs here. But this weekend, both the Angels and Padres were postponed due to rain.
And staying with sports, keeping the Raiders in Oakland.
We are in the exclusive negotiating period with this developer through September.
It is arguably the last best chance to keep the Raiders in Oakland. And today the clock started on a development called Coliseum City, a development that would include a new football stadium for the Silver and Black. But as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports, the next couple of months are going to be critical.
Developer Floyd Kephart officially submitting his $4.2 billion plan for Coliseum City to Oakland and Alameda County. Today, they will respond back to Kephart with their concerns. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaft.
My first priority is keeping as many sports teams as possible in Oakland, but to also see more economic activity in that part of the city.
In addition to a new stadium for the Raiders, Coliseum City, as it stands now, would have 4,000 homes, a shopping center, a hotel, and major office space.
Trying to decide whether or not we think these numbers are actually realistic.
And now to golf. The British Open belongs to an American. In a four-hole playoff, Zach Johnson overcame the challenges of St. Andrews in Scotland and the challengers named Martin Leishman and Louis Oosthuizen. Johnson on winning the second major tournament of his career.
Dreams have been realized and goals accomplished. I'm humbled. I'm honored to be your Open champion and your champion golfer of the year.
American Zach Johnson, winner of the British Open. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Carfax, can you help me find a great used car?
I sure can. First, start with the millions of used cars for sale at the new Carfax.com. Give it a try.
Show me cars with no accidents reported. Wow, show me no accidents and one owner? Okay, show me no accidents, one owner, and service records.
That's the power of Carfax.
That is fabulous!
Plus, you get a free Carfax report with every used car for sale. Start your search at Carfax.com.
Listen to the KGO Morning News at 8:10 a.m. for the Newsmaker of the Day. Then tune into Chip Franklin between noon and 3 and correctly identify the newsmaker to win a $100 certificate to Nakoma Golf Resort. Find out more at KGORadio.com.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center at 8:35. Lee, how's it looking out there?
It is, by and large, looking fantastic right now, John. I'll be honest with you. But we do have a few places where things are a little bit slow. We'll start at the Benicia Bridge. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. 680 northbound, you've got construction up right now at Marina Vista, and it's making for a bit of a longer wait than normal through the toll plaza. 680 southbound in Benicia, construction between Lake Sherman Road and Industrial Way now has you stop and go. As you're heading into Livermore on westbound 580, just beginning to get some construction slowdowns in pockets from Greenville Road to about 1st. Right now, like I say, it's not too bad. If you're going to hop on the Nimitz in either direction, you've got no problems whatsoever between Oakland and San Jose. And on the peninsula, looking fantastic. 280 and 101 both clear in both directions. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to the website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's have the night off tonight. Tomorrow they'll host the Blue Jays over at the O.co, and the Giants are trailing the Padres in San Diego 2-1 in the fourth inning. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Humid today, as you may know. We had a top temperature. We had temperatures along the coast in Santa Cruz specifically above 80 degrees today. It was mid-90s inland. Tomorrow, though, a few degrees cooler. Expect highs in the mid-60s to upper 80s. Drier air moves in on Wednesday. That's going to push temperatures down a bit more. Figure highs in the 60s and 80s. That's a pattern we'll settle into come Thursday, and it'll carry us right through the weekend. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and warm temperatures. It's 72 degrees in Napa, 73 in Walnut Creek, 76 in Livermore, 68 in Santa Cruz, 67 in Oakland, and 75 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is David Gilmour. Gotta do it. Yeah, it's from that group, Pink Floyd. Yeah. From the Bloody Lake or the
Eastern Gate, you'll get through it. Wow.
Rattle the lock. Rattle that lock, lose those chains.
Rattle that lock, lose those chains. Was this in 50 Shades of Grey?
No, this is brand new. It just dropped today. His new solo album of the same title will be coming out September 18th.
Very Steely Dan.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you're right. It is. Okay, let's go back to Anthony Volpe. He's the CMO of AsianDate.com. And your soulmate may be a continent away. Who know? Who know? Who know? I mean, there's got to be somebody for everyone. Am I right, Anthony? You know, they might not be here. They might be there. But we were looking at your site, so we do see people in California.
We do have some Asian female members who are living in the U.S. It's a small minority, but we do have them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I went to the site, and it seems like it's geared toward the men. Like, I don't see how I would sign up as a woman.
So the women basically are signed up on a separate site. The reason that we have done
that's what I thought. Is it called whiteguy.com?
No, it's not called whiteguy.com.
Rich white American guy.com.
No, it's not anything like that. It's actually called orientladies.com, and that's okay. Where the women from Asia can see the men around the world, and so they have a they have a web interface similar to how you're on asiandate.com, and men can see women from Asia or Asian women, the minority here in the U.S. With orientladies.com, that's where women in Asia go, and they can see again men from around the world. So there's definitely equality between what the women are seeing and what the men are seeing. It's just that it's very different than, let's say, a Zeus or an eHarmony, where you have men and women on the exact same site.
So how do you make sure that these women are not just using the site to get their papers, green card, visa, etc.?
Yeah, that's actually a stereotype that we hear quite a bit from people, and it's understandable because here in the States, we do have a lot of immigrants who come here, and so we get used to the idea that America is a place as a magnet for immigrants, and that people who, people want to come to the States. We don't have any kind of specific criteria per se, or any kind of screening against that. But what we have found through various studies that we've done in terms of both conversations with our female members, as well as blind studies that we've done online, is that we actually find that people who want to come over and live overseas, that's actually not nearly one of the prime motivators. Actually, the prime motivators are finding somebody who truly respects them and cares about them, and who they also respect and love. The idea, or the stereotype, that women are coming over just to get their green cards or live overseas is not very accurate at all. A lot of times, women in a lot of these countries find that although they are looking for somebody in their home country, the tendency is to not be able to find people who treat them as equals. So really, they just are looking for somebody to treat them as equals, to be loved and respected. So they're looking for real relationships, just like men are.
Well, I got to believe internationally, and not just coming out of the United States, as I mentioned, because we mentioned some other countries, that there are some, very wealthy sugar daddies out there who would just like to, we all have our sexual proclivities, we know what they are, short, tall, dark, light, Asian women. So there's got to be some of these guys that I would think want to play this game.
Well, I think that if there are games to be played, it's probably no different than any other website or any other dating site, nationality. I mean, you find these kinds of things happen across the population, no matter where they are, whether they be men, whether they be women, whether they be on domestic on international dating sites. There's probably no difference, or none that we've been able to discern in our surveys, that those kinds of things are happening any more than they are on domestic dating sites.
Now, a lot with most of these ladies, I'm sure not all, but some, is marriage their ultimate goal?
Well, what we found is that, again, through the surveys that we've done, both men and women on our site, AsianDate.com, exhibit the same kind of motivations that we've seen in other studies done for members of, for example, the domestic dating sites in the U.S. that I've mentioned. And they can be basically broken down into four categories. One is the escape, entertainment, flirtation that they like to receive from other members. Another one is just that human warmth that comes from interacting with another person. The third category is marriage. And then the fourth category is a serious relationship, but not marriage.
So it really does
run the gamut.
Okay, so but when you're doing this internationally, and gosh, the time zone thing has got to be significant, but I guess it's messaging. What are the icebreakers when you're using asiandate.com?
Well, a lot of these are around similar things that we do here in the U.S. If you're talking to another American or somebody else from the U.S., people can ask around their favorite type of music, movies. Sometimes this can lead to interesting comparisons about different cultures and what's popular in a particular culture. Another thing that can be talked about is around travel, what you can share in common. For example, you could ask around, her top five places she'd love to travel, and then you could tell her yours. Favorite foods to eat or dishes to cook, that is also something that within an international online dating context could get really interesting, because obviously foods from around the world can be vastly different. And then the last thing is around cultural celebrations. We take our holidays for granted, but there are many different interesting holidays around the world, and
Hard
to explore and share those.
Okay, let's take a call here. Stephanie in Pleasanton, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I guess my question is, what is the security for the ladies that are on this website? Like, how do they know that they're being sent for the right person and that they're not in danger?
That's a great question. The whole vetting process on both sides, yes, I would say. Thank you.
So one of the main pieces of security we have is that people on our website who use the communication services between people, what I'm saying is that people can sign up for AsianDate.com and OrientLadies.com for the ladies for free, but in order to communicate, all of the men have to give either a PayPal account or a credit card and so on. So we have the information from them that way. So the second thing is the conversations are not allowed to veer into places that we don't, when I say places, into conversational topics that we don't want them to, that are prohibited. For example, sex talk and so on, that's not allowed. And then if we don't also allow any kinds of contact information, personally identifiable contact information, to be shared. So the great thing about this platform is that it's very private. Both men and women are protected from having their identities revealed, such as phone numbers and email addresses and so on.
Well, you nailed one thing that I found very interesting. I mean, the cultural differences can be vast and can be quite eye-opening for Americans when they start to see how other cultures operate. And probably vice versa for the Asian ladies. And, you know, how does that work out?
Well, you know, I think that just with any kind of cross-cultural kind of communications, sometimes it can be very exciting and, like you said, eye-opening and refreshing. Other times, when it comes down to a real relationship, sometimes those things can be challenging and obstacles to be overcome. It depends upon the depth of the relationship that people get into and how much or how little, you know, these kinds of cultural or cross-cultural issues may arise.
It's very, okay. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Can you redo OK Cupid? Because yeah. I like the video aspect, and I like that you have rules because people have said some really foul things to me on there. I'm a big girl. I put up with it, but I mean, my God.
Well, so this is a good question as we wrap up here, Anthony. If Heather wanted to go on your site and she's not Asian.
That's an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue. So do these ladies have to be Asian, or is that just your point right now? I mean, that's the focus.
Well, it's more or less the point. It's not something that we would prohibit her from joining the site per se, but she might find it a little bit frustrating since the whole idea of the site is for men to meet women from Asia or Asian women, the few that are in the States. So she may feel like she's not perhaps being paid enough attention to because she doesn't really meet the purpose of why men are going to the site.
Well, we've just stumbled into something that I find very interesting, and maybe you guys will do this next. An international dating site for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Maybe who doesn't want to meet another partner in another part of the world?
Well,
I think that's a lot of fun.
There's a travel app, I think, where you can hook up with people who of like minds or like hobbies when you're in that city. So like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going to be in Belize
the whole
October.
International dating thing. Yeah, well.
Then you could, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, now we're just fantasizing.
I know.
Well,
yes,
you
we
both
are.
Hit upon our next idea, and actually, by the end of the year, we will actually launch a site that's exactly
that.
like you're talking about. Since we haven't revealed the identity, I won't mention the URL, but we are coming out with exactly what you said. So it's going
to
be
men
and women both on the same site from all around the world, so you can meet anybody anywhere.
Okay, send our checks to 750 Battery Street, San Francisco. Because I feel like, come on, it's on tape now. It's out there that
great.
We said that.
Yeah, no.
And now you're
going
to have that website.
I think you're going to have great success with this because international dating is going to be very compelling to a lot of people.
Yeah, get me out of here.
Yeah. All right. Anthony Volpe, the CMO of AsianDate.com. Thank you and have a good rest of the week.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay.
Yeah,
have
take
a good
care.
Night. Thank you. All right. When I come back, CeeLo Green. Dropped a new song today about Robin Williams.
Did he hurt his foot?
Our very own Robin Williams.
Really?
Yeah. I'll let you hear some of it next with a Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey, it's Chip Franklin with a basic question. Do you have 5 minutes? Well, what if I told you a five-minute phone call could help you start saving $150 or $250 or maybe $300 a month every single month? Mortgage rates are down, and you need to put your home to work for you, so call my good buddy Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. You can start lowering your monthly payments and freeing up some extra cash. I know personally, Kevin helped me with a refi, save $350 a month. You see, because of low rates and increased property values, Kevin Lyons helped a listener save over $480 a month. All he had to do was call Kevin. He went to work for them, and now they're saving over $5,000 a year. So do you have 5 minutes to save hundreds of dollars each month? Well, call Kevin Lyons right now, 800-333-5157. That's 800-333-5157 or online at anchorfunding.net. That's 800-333-5157. Now I'm going to talk real fast. Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. NMLS 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Now at the Home Depot, get the Kidde Remote Link Monitor for just $99. It works with your existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. Nothing more to buy, no more monthly fees. If an alarm triggers anywhere in your house, it alerts you through your smartphone or tablet wherever you are. It's as simple and easy and affordable as that. Let's do this. The Kidde Remote Link Monitor, only $99 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Did you go on a road trip over the weekend?
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
You little...
Oh, I think we're there.
That was the trip to Santa Cruz. Are we there yet? No. Okay.
I love that. I'm so glad you found that. That's hilarious.
Now, don't eat the sand.
What? Who eats sand?
That was
sand?
The good news. Yeah, scientists have found the sand at the beach can have 100 times more fecal matter than the water. Well, of course, than the water. Salt water. They've known this for about a decade, but apparently nobody wants to make that public until today. I don't know why. Well, at least they did it on a Monday, not a Friday, because that's all you would have thought about, other than stay out of the water.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. It's a combination of everything from, well, the birds do it, and there's sewage runoff. I don't think we have that here. Dirty diapers that aren't disposed of properly. Little kids, yeah, they go boom, boom. You know, and then when you think you have enough of the, are we there yet? Yes, the new study coming out of the University of Hawaii today looked at why there's so much matter, yes, that stuff, in the beach sand compared to the ocean, and they found the bacteria takes much longer to decay when it's in the sand than in the salt water. Of course it does. Well, the good news is, you know, shake off the sand. But unfortunately, because of the drought, now it's my understanding that they turned off all the fountains or the showers where you could get the seawater off of you and the sand.
Oh, to rinse off after the beach.
Right, right. But that's a drought thing.
Just keep one of those big buckets of bacterial wipes in the trunk. Swab off.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, science, for letting us know about that.
I know, right? Okay, so as promised, let me find this. We have a song about Robin Williams. Okay, this is from CeeLo Green, released a new song today called Robin Williams. And the lyrics are about the day that Robin died. And there's also a reference in here to Chris Farley, Phil Hartman, and a few other comedians who died too young. Okay, so let's take a listen to this. Alrighty then.
But I'm afraid of not being able to laugh anymore. Oh, what's life going to become once we don't have any more heroes? We don't know what the next man's going to do.
going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. We don't know what the next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away.
I like it. Now, did we do the Rainbow Tunnel yet thing for Robin Williams, or is that something that's coming up? That's coming up.
I feel like it did, but I don't know why I know that.
I mean, everybody knows that it is, or it's going to be, or it was. I mean, it is going to be, and then it will be forever. Are we there yet? If we're not, we're on our way. I know that. So, these are top vacation fantasies, speaking of going to the beach. Let me see here. Things that you fantasize, according to a new survey today, our top five vacation fantasies are, let's take a look, trying to think what number one is, or two or three.
Okay, so it happened right before July 4th.
Yeah.
And we were off, and that's why we didn't know the answer.
Oh, so it is. It is the Robin Williams tunnel.
Yeah, and I just drove through there last weekend, but I don't recall having seen the sign because I guess the traffic was good and I was driving too fast.
Well, then there's that. And let me see. These are fantasies when you go on vacation. Getting upgraded. Well, getting there so you don't have to hear the kids say that. Are we there yet? Being rescued by a lifeguard. What? How's that number nine? Being rescued by a lifeguard means that you have to almost drown. Oh, my God. Did you see the video of the guy out in the ocean, the surfer dude who almost got eaten by the shark?
Well, that is an exaggeration.
That's no exaggeration. That guy is so lucky to be alive. He cut the cord on, they were having a surfing competition.
The person who's lucky to be alive is the one who lost her arm to a shark.
I understand, but this guy, you know, how often do you catch that on camera? They were having a surfing competition.
Right.
And you can see this, and I don't know what kind of shark it is.
He just kind of whips by and goes, boop, just reminding you that I own the ocean.
Yeah. He flipped up, and you could see the fin, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is not going to.
He flipped him the fin.
That's damn right.
Get out of here.
Okay, be doozing it on the beach is number eight. Yes. Vacation fantasies. A romantic candlelight dinner. Okay.
Jeez, people. These are some sad people.
A vacation romance with a stranger. Well, that's your Ashley Madison thing now, isn't it?
Ooh.
Yes. Not getting into any arguments with family members.
That's a fantasy.
That's a fantasy. Number four is joining the Mile High Club. That's just disgusting.
What?
Well, unless you're in a private jet or something, and I've never done that.
No.
Never been in a private jet. No. No on that. Number three, horseback riding at sunset. How about the sunset last night? Wasn't it absolutely stunningly gorgeous?
It was. Thank God everybody took pictures and put it on Facebook.
Yeah, they sure did today. Staying at a resort with celebrities. Oh, no.
What? Why?
Yeah, you don't want to be around those people. They think they own the damn place. Screw them, unless you are one.
I love that. You said you don't want to be around those people.
You don't. Trust me. And then the number one fantasy is going skinny dipping with your partner. With your partner? Or is this like
or
vacation?
Or with that person that you met.
With Christy Brinkley. Yes, that's where you want to go.
With the bartender of the Mai Tai bar, hello.
All right, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll continue with the late night.
Other people's fantasies just make me sad. Been there, done that.
The Mile High Club thing is just gross. Those
it's fun
bathrooms.
To think about. It does say fantasy, right?
Well, yeah, fantasy.
Just lay down a bunch of, you know, pieces of towel on the sink and you'll be fine.
Oh, I know what. Gronkowski, okay, who plays for the, let me see here, the New England Patriots, Gronk. He was on Celebrity Family Feud. And so they had this topic, inflated or deflated. How did he respond? You'll be surprised.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. That's next on the Drex Radio Show, along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. For Monday, we lighten things up during the last hour. Yes, so don't go away. Let's first check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Looking for a used car for a new driver? Dave Kusa, owner of Auto Trend Diagnostics, a Diamond Certified company, says many people make the mistake of buying the oldest, cheapest car they can find.
It's made maybe going to get neglected because it's a new driver, but you're not necessarily looking at the safety aspects that are provided to that new driver that's probably going to get into an accident. Airbags and the anti-lock brakes and the other crash avoidance systems that do make the car safer.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond-certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
9 o'clock.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.